Hi, this is my second audio book of the day, and this is all about, I guess, for me personally, it's about work. I find myself involved in a project where I'm doing a lot of design at the moment, and which is nothing to do with programming. It involves thinking about systems. So the architecture has already been defined. The two systems already exist. So there's no leading edge architecture to be decided upon, apart from how we integrate the two systems, and the design of how we're going to build this thing in Java. So the elements of the product will be, not surprisingly, be based on Spring Framework, I think, and that's what I would push for the Java EE related work, and it will probably might involve a scripting language, probably Groovy if I'm involved with it. So UML, Unified Modeling Language, is a standard diagramming notation used in the software industry. It was created by the Object Management Group, and it has a basis of from, I guess, is it Ivor Jacobson? Now this is stretching my brain right back. Ivor Jacobson's object modeling. Yeah, go and find it on the internet. Google Ivor Jacobson. Go for Rumbach, I think his name was Tim Rumbach. He came up with object modeling notation or terminology, which I think was the OMT. But I really am digressing a lot. UML, what books would I recommend for UML? Well, I went to Foils a couple of years ago, or was that last year? And I picked up Scott Ambler's book for about £5. It was in Foils actually, and it's quite useful. It's called The Elements of UML 2.0 Style by Scott W. Ambler. That's AMBLER, and he is an agilist, and he has a great talk on Parleys.com, which is Parley, and talking about UML and agile process. And my second book would be UML Distilled, which is gives you the standard notation in, I guess, about 70 to 80 pages, maybe 100 pages, of what the UML actually looks like, which is really important. My third recommendation is to get a tool. So I'm using a tool called Jude Professional, or you can get the freely available version, which is J-U-D-E, or think of it as Hey Jude, as in the Beatles or Paul McCartney's famous song, and you'll find it, Jude Professional. And what I like about Jude is that you can, with the right click and drag the canvas, and then use the mouse wheel, and it really is very performant at zooming in and out and panning across a diagrammatic space. There are other UML tools out there, have a look in NetBeans, and which is free obviously, and you can download the Enterprise Edition, and that will have the UML 2 inside it. Otherwise you just download it. For Eclipse, I'm really not too sure. Years ago there was this thing called Omondo UML. I don't know if it's still running, and then there was other things, but I probably would like the two tools actually separated out. Sometimes Java reverse engineering is good, which Jude can do to a fair amount, and sometimes it can't. But anyway, a separation of concerns is really great, and that's my tips for UML today. Thank you.